Well, turning first of all to the P35 employer's annual return, the paper form, P35, is a four-page form. Page one spelling out the employer obligations and telling you where to get help. Page two and three is a listing of directors and employees and a summary of the payments. And page four comprises the all-important checklist at part three of the form. And we have employer contracted out pensions at part four and the very important employer's certificate and declaration in part five. We'll come back to that in a minute. So what do we do? Well, first of all, we have to list each employee for whom a P11 deductions working sheet or an equivalent, perhaps computerised record or spreadsheet was required in the tax year that's coming to an end. If some or all of the P14s are being sent to HMRC by internet, by electronic or by magnetic media, there's no need to complete the Part 1 Summary of Employees and Directors section. If you're completing the paper form and there's more than 10 entries, you'll need to use a P35 in brackets CS, which is for continuation sheet. You can easily obtain by downloading it off the HMRC website and going on to the order line there. Well, next, what do we have to do? We have to list the directors first and mark their entries with an asterisk just to show HMRC that these people are directors. We're talking about Company Act directors here, not someone who just has a nominal name of director. We then list the employees, preferably in alphabetical order of surname or as the P14s are collated. We put the total of employees and employer national insurance contributions, class 1 contributions of course, recorded in column 1D of the P11 deduction working sheet. Then we show the tax deducted or refunded from in this employment box at the foot of column 6 on the form P11 deductions working sheet.